Psalm 69:22-25, desolate. Stanza 8, verses 22-25 has been called a curse by some. However, I see it as a prediction of the result of rejecting God's anointed. David never harmed Saul because Saul was God's anointed, and he was, though Saul tried to kill him and make David an outcast for years, 1 Samuel 26:9-11. However, David's enemies did not learn respect for God's anointed from David. They humiliated David and wanted him dead. The vile of the wicked knows no mercy, righteousness, and justice. Stanza 8 is also a prophecy as a result of rejecting God's anointed Jesus, the Messiah. Verses 22 and 23 are quoted by Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 11, verses 9 and 10, regarding the result of the Jews rejecting the Messiah, Jesus. He wrote, quote, "And David says, may their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block, and a retribution for them. May their eyes be darkened so they cannot see, and their backs be bent forever." Verse 24 was fulfilled in 70 AD when the Roman armies defeated Jerusalem and Judea. They burned the city and the temple to the ground. The fierce anger was seen when not one stone was left on another. Jesus' last words to the Jews in the temple is a repeat of verse 25a. After a series of woes, Jesus concludes, "Look, your house is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Matthew chapter 23, verses 38 through 39. The Jews deserted all the cities of Judea, Samaria, and Galilee when the Romans came. Apostle Paul, after speaking of God's judgment, fulfilling David's prediction here, gives the church a warning at the end of chapter 11. Quote, "Maybe you think those branches were cut away so you could be put in their place. Well, that's true enough. But they were cut away because they did not have faith, and you are where you are because you do have faith. So don't be proud, but be afraid. If God cut away those natural branches, couldn't he do the same to you?" Romans chapter 11, verses 19 and 20.